You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jets. It's the end of the week. It's Friday, December 8th, 2017. I'm John B. from GangreneNation.com. Now, if you enjoy the show, please consider subscribing to it. You can do so on iTunes or Spotify, and we will deliver the show to your device each day, so you don't have to worry about it. You can just listen wherever you feel like listening, whether it's on the commute, at the gym. We'll be there. And if you really enjoy the show, please give it a good review in iTunes. Helps us out. We really appreciate it. And leave your Twitter handle while you're leaving the review, because you'll have a chance to get a free subscription to Pro Football Focus and all their stats and grades. Jets are at Denver this weekend, this Sunday, and the Broncos are having a really rough season. It's kind of funny because a few weeks into the year, they were a team people were expecting big things from. They actually got off to a decent start this season, and really what kind of turned their season around in a negative way was a Sunday night game where they lost to, of all teams, the Giants. It's really pretty incredible. And they were 3-1, and they lost to the Giants. You're in New York, you know how bad the Giants have been this year, and that team has been pretty much in free fall ever since. They were 3-1, now they're 3-7. So, not an ideal season in Denver, and last weekend, pretty ugly loss, 35-9. They go down to the Miami Dolphins. So, a lot of people are going in saying this should be an easy game for the Jets, and I'm here to tell you this is not going to be an easy game for the Jets. I don't think you can go in with that mentality. I don't think this Jets team's good enough to overlook any opponents. You line these teams up side by side, I don't think there's a big talent disparity. And the other thing is, this is not an easy road venue. I mean, I don't care what the situation is. For me, there are three places that are very tough to play on the road, outdoor places. There are more than that, obviously, but the three outdoor stadiums I want to be a road team in the least: Seattle, Kansas City, Denver. You know, always a good crowd. Broncos have good fans, and it's a loud place, and you're dealing with the altitude. You know, your players have to be in condition. So with all this in mind, let's preview the game, and we'll do our normal preview where we name one key player on offense, one key player on defense, one key matchup on offense, one key matchup on defense, and one key to victory on offense, one key to victory on defense. On offense, my key player is going to be Chad Hansen. And I was kind of leaning in this direction anyway. And then Thursday, we got some bad news. Robbie Anderson is dealing with a hamstring injury that limited him at practice. So now his status is less certain. And I'll tell you, for a player like Anderson, there's not an injury I like to hear. There aren't many injuries I like to hear less about than a hamstring injury, because when you are a speed guy, hamstrings slow you down, and that's something that's concerning. The other thing about a hamstring is that there's really nothing that you can do except wait for it to heal. It's not like the type of thing that'll get better by icing it. It's not the type of thing that, you know, get better. It's just got to heal on its own. It needs rest. So the question is, is Anderson going to be 100%? Because if Anderson's less than 100% because of the hamstring, he's probably going to be much less effective, because it's going to, it may compromise his deep speed. Even if Anderson was in the lineup, though, I was kind of leaning towards Hansen, because Denver has some decent corners. You know, they have some quality corners on that team. And, I think that they're going to try and take away what the Jets do well. So I think, you need depth in your receiving core, which means, there may not be the opportunities for Anderson or Jermaine Kearse that have been there the last few weeks. You may need to go deeper into your lineup. You may need your third guy to come up and make some big plays. I'm not sure the Jets necessarily need Hansen to go for 150 yards, but they may need a little bit more than they've gotten from that third receiver spot this year, whether it's Hansen, whether it's Jeremy Curley. They really have. I mean, for all the Curley's fanfare, they haven't really gotten a ton from the third receiver spot. Curley was averaging like 2-3 catches a game, and some of them were rather timely, and he did have a good game or two. But Jets have not really been an offense that has gone deep into the receiver depth chart. I think they may need to do that this week, because, and it's going to be especially true if Anderson's out or if Anderson is compromised, because then you're looking at an entirely different game, and that makes the game certainly more difficult and certainly less of a less of the easy game people are making it out to be. And again, I'm telling you right now, don't look past this Denver team. I know they look bad. You're making a mistake if you think the Jets are just going to waltz in there and blow them out. Now, look, it's possible. Anything's possible. Gladly take it, but I don't think it's the type of thing you can count on. And if Anderson's compromised, you may need Hanson to play his best game so far as a pro. On defense, I'm going with Marcus May. I'm going with Marcus May for a few reasons, and I've done this a couple times. I go with the guy who struggled the week before because you want to see a bounce back game, and that's certainly true of May. May had a terrible game within the first 5 minutes because he was partially responsible for two touchdowns. A couple other plays he did not make as the game progressed. So really rough outing for May. Second reason I'm going with May is that this is not a very good Denver offense. So one of the ways the Jets could lose this game is if they give up big plays. Because if this Denver offense needs to consistently put together 10-play drives, it's in trouble. So you don't want to allow big plays, which means you don't want busts in coverage. You don't want guys blowing assignments. And that's particularly true of the guy who is the last line of defense. And for the Jets, that is typically Marcus May. So you need a bounce-back game from him because for two reasons. First of all, he's a rookie. He's had a really solid rookie season. So you don't want to see things go off the rails at this point of the year because we're so close to the finish line. Once you get past that first season, for a lot of players, the biggest improvement they make is between year one and year two. So if you can get May into the clubhouse, get May through these last four games and have him in good shape, have a season that you're really satisfied with, you could get really excited about year two for him. So you don't want to see him go down. But in a more practical sense, you just don't want to allow the big plays because the big plays are what could lose the Jets this game. I think that this is a Denver, especially early in the game, because when we're talking early in the game with a team that's struggling like Denver, and I'm not sure whether that'll be the case in this game, but sometimes when teams are in December, they're out of the race, what happens is you get them down early. Maybe they start to think, well, we're another game closer to the off season. Whereas they're competitive early, they make a big play or two, take the lead. Those guys start getting invested in the game a little bit more. So you want to avoid potential big plays. And that's on May's plate. It's on a lot of people's plate, but May is always the guy who I look to because of how frequently he is the last line of defense. Now let's go to key matchups. Offensive side of the ball, I am going Brandon Schell versus Von Miller. We'll probably see that matchup quite a bit. And Schell is a guy who's just tough to figure out. I'll tell you, every time I feel like he's in good shape, he plays poorly. And every time I feel like I'm ready to write him off, he plays a great game against a really good player. And he's going to have his hands full this week. I'll tell you, there are three pass rushers who just terrify me in this league. I gave you my three least favorite outdoor stadiums. There are lots of great pass rushers in this league, but there are three guys who just can destroy your game. And one is healthy J.J. Watt, which we haven't seen in a couple of years, unfortunately. And I say that just as a football fan. Another one is the guy we saw week two, Khalil Mack out in Oakland, who Schell actually handled really well, which you thought Schell would be off to the races this year after that game. You really thought that was a sign Schell was going to be great, and his play kind of fell off after that. And third guy is Mr. Miller, Von Miller, tremendous edge rusher guy, again, one of the truly great pass rushers in the NFL. So Schell's going to have his hands full in this game. And I think that the Jets would be wise to give him some help. And, even if they're not double, you want double teams here and there, maybe on some key downs, maybe even roll with six linemen, put Quali in there to help Schell out a little bit. But even beyond that, just chipping, a back or a tight end before he goes out into his route, chip Miller a little bit, give Schell a little help from that standpoint. You can't leave Schell, you don't want to leave Schell alone too frequently. But there are going to be situations where, you're not going to be able to double team Von Miller every single play. You're going to have situations where Schell's just going to have to do his job one-on-one. So that's the question is, can he handle that? And How Shell performs could go a long way to winning or losing this game for the Jets. Now, last week he was very good against Justin Houston. I thought he had a very solid game for the Jets. So he is on the upswing a little bit. So now the question is he going to fall back? Is he going to do what I was talking about? Now that I feel good about him, is he going to fall back? Is he going to disappoint me? Well, we'll find out. That's an important matchup, though. On defense, my matchup is Emmanuel Sanders versus the Jets corners. I'm not sure whether it's going to be Robinson. I don't know whether it's going to be Roberts. That's not entirely clear to me at this point, but this is a matchup that worries me a little bit from a Jets standpoint. Now, Sanders is not having a great season, and I think a lot of that probably has to do with quarterback play, but that's not a great matchup for the Jets on paper. So you're going to need a big game. Robinson looked bad last week. I mean, there's no way around it. And look, Robinson's not looked like much of a player at this early point in his career. I'm not throwing in the towel on his career yet, but frankly, this has not been a productive player in this league, and this is not a player who looked the part last week. Darrell Roberts, you know, has had some good games this year, but you know, I think the longer he plays, the more he's gotten exposed. I think he frequently gives too much of a cushion on off coverage, not explosive enough to the ball. So, I mean, there are issues there. And Sanders is not having a good year, but this is a matchup that could really cause the Jets some problems in this game. And, you know, I go back to what I said at the top, which was, you know, when we talked about Marcus May on defense. You know, you don't want to give up the big play. You're trying to avoid that. And that's a matchup the Denver could go to. They could look to exploit to kind of maybe steal this game from the Jets. And that's one that has me worried because I don't like this matchup. I think Sanders, I always liked Sanders, even back in his Pittsburgh games. He wasn't as productive as he has been in Denver, but I've always been a Sanders fan. I always liked his game. So that's one to watch for the Jets, that matchup. Now, let's go to the keys to victory. On offense, I'm going slow it down. You know, play the game you played last week. I really liked what the Jets did last week. Now, they were not, you look at the numbers, you look at the average per carry, it wasn't that great for the Jets. But the Jets ran the ball. They really committed to the run last week. You know, they really ran the ball a lot. And Todd Bowles said it on Monday at his press conference. We talked about that on Tuesday's show. They stayed out of third and long. And that's important. That's important when you don't have a ton of top-tier talent on offense. You want to stay ahead of the sticks. You want to stay ahead of the change. You can't fall into third and 10, third and 11. And that's going to be especially true against this Denver defense because you have Mr. Miller. And this is a very good Denver defense on third down. You don't want to get into bad situations there. So you want to slow the game down, run the football. I mean, the other thing is you want to give your defense as much time off the field as possible. Again, the Jets did that great. They controlled the time of possession battle last week. That's going to be important again this week because of where you're playing. You're at Denver. You're at altitude. You don't want the defense on the field for too long. Guys are going to get exhausted, so that could be a problem if you don't control the clock. So I liked what the Jets did last week. I think they should go back to it this week. I think, you know, it may be a little too cute if you go away from it. You know, if you try and vary the game plan too much, because this is a dangerous Denver defense, and it's a dangerous stadium if you want to go into a track meet. You know, you want to turn this into, you know, you want to air it out. Stay disciplined, stay within yourself. And that goes back to the play calling as well. Now, the key to victory on defense is going to be mix it up. Mix up your looks. The Broncos will have Trevor Siemian starting, it sounds like. Siemian's just a guy who doesn't process the game that quickly. It doesn't come quickly to him, and you can fool him, and he'll make mistakes. He'll give the ball up. He'll make the play that loses the game. And so I think that's something you want to look at. You want to make him doubt what he's seeing out there. So if that means mixing it up, that means showing him different looks, because you can fool him. You can trick him into making the killer error that destroys the game. And the Jets like to get multiple on defense. They like to use different personnel groupings, so this kind of plays into the Jets' hands. This plays into the Jets' wheelhouse defensively to some extent. So that's one I am looking for, and that's something I think the Jets should look to do. Well, thanks for tuning in today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, you can subscribe to it. Your options include iTunes and Spotify, and please leave the show a good review. We certainly appreciate it, and you can get yourself a free subscription to Pro Football Focus if you leave your Twitter handle in an iTunes review of this podcast. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. We will be back again on Monday to recap the game between the Jets and the Broncos.